allowed to go over different potim and the halachas of Ritzoe. Try to mesada the dvorim from the Shulchan Aruch to the Anogas. And Simon Shin Aleph, this is Be'etzim, the Simon and Shulchan Aruch, where he brings down all the practical halachas of carrying stuff in Shabbos. Since if Lamed Ches, Shulchan Aruch paskins hayoytze b'Shabbos betalis she'eino metzuyetzes k'ilchoso. Person walks on Shabbos with a tzitzis that is missing some of the chutim of the tzitzis. Chayev. He's chayev chatos. Ibnei she'oysom achutim chashuvim etzloi. V'dayta aleim ad she'yashlimem v'yasu tzitzis. Because he has a das to be mashlim these chutim and to have better chutim. So b'meile he's chayev chatos, but he's going with a talis she'metzuyetzes. The Ainu will take a case. President Talis Cotton, and on one side he's missing the chutim. One of the four confesses is missing the chutim. So the halach is if he goes with such a talis in Shabbos, he's chayev chatos. One seif, not so nagea. Seif lametes, kilo. The Ramo explains it's a kind of like what we have in a chupa on top of the chupa. Sheyesh bo retzuas. The way we have on top of the chuppah, we have a piece of material and it has little stripes that you can tie it up to the sides. So the person wants to wear it like a talis in Shabbos. If it's the derech to do it or not, veisach nisht. Mutar li sa'atef bo, you're allowed to wear it like a talis in Shabbos. I don't know if in every case, only in the case that people normally do it. And to go out to Rishus HaRabim. Ve'ein ha'retzua is chashuv is masui. Lemaise, you're wearing it like a talis, but the little stripes on the tzad, you're not using the stripes. So the chur, these little stripes that you have on the side, that you tie it to your, to you tie them to the pieces that you make oil, these little retzuas that come from the side, these retzuas be'etzem are considered tiltu. Shulchan Aruch paskens it's muta. Ve'ein ha'retzua is chashuv is kemasui. Shemevutoles agavo, the bottle to the beged. Hilkach mutar lotzes ba'avnet, afal pisheinam min olim kshurim boy. You're allowed to go, they had a kind of clothes that you would tie it to the shoes, like the chassidim have like pants that they tie them to the socks. You're allowed to go with such things in Shabbos. The loicha shivi, ubetile agav avnet, these little ratzuas that you have a bottle. Avalim shel meshi, but if these retzuas are from very expensive silk, chashivi veloy batli. So the first halach is you're allowed to take a big material that is made really for making it like a sukkah, like a oil, like a chupa, and you're allowed to wear it like a tzitzis, even you have these little stripes in the end that you tie it normally to the wood or to the oil, these little retzuas. It's bottle agav the yariya. This chutim are bottle to the yariya. But if they're made from meshi, they're not bottle. Vehu adin, Shulchan Aruch Paskin, lechol dovor shenifsak min habeged, every thing that you have in a clothes and got torn, kegoin lulois, a person has buttons, but like not buttons that go inside the coat like we have, he has on one side he has a lulo, like we had in the Mishkan, lulois, and the other side he has a button that he puts inside the lulo, across him. If that lulo tore, and now it's hanging, you're allowed to go with it in Shabbos, because it's bottled to the beged. Ad kana Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says, Yeriyos, or Lulois that are torn, you're allowed to go with them in Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah brings down the Kashif and the Chayei Adam. Frag the Chayei Adam, Fashteinish. Why are you allowed to? You said before that the tzitzis, that you have chutim, and one of them is missing, it's tiltul. So why these Lulois, you're allowed to go with them in Shabbos if they're torn? Why it's not considered tiltul? This is the kash of the Chayodom. And for the Chayodom, v'yeshloimar, there he was planning to fix the tzitzis. So b'meile, the chutim achoshuv, but you're not using them now b'mekoimom because they're not good in the moment. B'meile, it's still too. The lulois, you're not planning to fix the lulois. You're planning to leave that little lulois like they are, the yiriyas. You have these ritzuas that come out from the yiriyas. You're planning to leave it there. The man that's bought it to the baguette. The tzitz is you're planning to fix it, to put more chutim on top of it. The mele it's a tiltu. This is the way the Elike Chofetz Chaim brings down the Chaya Odom and the Nishmas Odom. So the Nishmas Odom steret says, Yerios, you have Ritzuois, it's bottle. Lulois that are torn, a bottle. Tzitzis is not bottle. Why? Because I'm going to fix it. From this aloche, we mentioned last week, I just wanted to make it clear, in Sefer Shmir Shabbos Kilchosa, from Mareva Rav Neuvel, and in all different Melaktes Maneinu, they pass in the following psokim. That if you have a coat, and you have the hook in the back, and the hook tore, if you go in Shabbos, you chayav chatos. Why? Because you plan to fix it eventually. Why you plan to fix it? B'meile, it's a tiltul like chutei tzitzis. Moshe Shterber brings him the Chazon Ish. What would be if a person sees such a thing in Shabbos? Now he's cold. What he will do? He says, I will never fix it forever. Chazon Ish said, we don't believe it. But no dietary. Everyone fixes it. Yeah, maybe they didn't know the yeshiva vachem, but everyone doesn't fix it. Unzere am, avada don't have a problem. Yeah, if the arm minig is, forget, we tear it like a tchila maybe, yeah? On them it doesn't look yeshiva vachadik, it looks more balabatish. Avada, it's a tilt. This is what they pask. But maybe they pask in the same thing. A person could have, the marshal, if they have like coats that have these kind of lulos and you're planning to fix it, you're asking where's the case, I'll tell you the case. Bacha thinks not begat to me so much as aloha, yeah? My coat I can never fix, I mean, this shear is not begat to me. He has a belt, coat with a belt. Everyone knows around the belt, so I know, you know, we'll start with the pants, we'll have to go to the coats. Everyone has pants, has lulos, inside goes the belt. Sometimes, especially by Yeshiva Bachim, some of them get torn. Chazaka, you come home, your mother will sew it. The Val, if you go with it in Shabbos, the Pash is Yechayev Chatos. It's Chayev Chatos. As they pass in Shmir Shabbos Ki Ilchoso, Ishkin Machmud Ika Sefer, to the Ocha Shabbos pass in Chayev Chatos. It's very Negea. Kids clothes, it's Mamish, you see the coats of the kids, but they're like, well, all different places are missing pieces and Meisim. On the marshal, sometimes you have an extra piece, like a little belt in the sleeve. It has to have a button that you close it on the button. If it's missing the button, it could be it's a tilt on that little piece.
If it's missing the button, then it's a tilt on the other piece.
Yeah. Because you can't use it like it is. Zal bazach. This is mitzad echot v'kach halocha. Mitzad echot v'kach halocha. Le'umas them, the Orach HaShulchan, and the Tehillah LeDavid, say, Chas v'sholem, Shachas Tiltul. I have a kasha from Tzitzis. It's a double word in the ganze. Tzitzis, it's choshuv le'mitzvosoi. It's a double choshuv le'mitzvosoi. Stam pieces of string that are hanging in a clothes and you're planning to fix them, what's Shach the Tiltul? Why is it Tiltul? It's a part of the beged. So you will sew it up, a big part of the beged. And there are choyle. Abba, Shemazam and Eobach, and all the places Maneni were not Mekabat or Hashulchan, were not Mekabat Ilal David, and Bemele it's a Chayev Chatos. If a person does it, if you're allowed to drink his wine, if he's Mamish Chayev Chatos, maybe he could drink his wine because maybe he has the Falozach of Dor Hashulchan. Maybe. Now, this is a halacha. I know that most people don't know it. We mentioned last week that the Orach Shabbos wanted to take a step ahead, and he said when you buy the new suits, so a lot of times the packets are not open yet. So the top pocket, a lot of people don't open. Forget it, it even keeps it better not to open. That is what I heard. But the side pockets, most people open them eventually. A lot of times, the new suit is not opened. So the Ocha Shabbos says, if you're walking it in Shabbos, you chayev chatos, because it's made to fix. So that you're carrying the pocket inside. Okay, if you don't Ocha Shulchan, maybe you could be makeup. Say. Now I want to go to the next step. That's a chaylut. The next step is azeh. But listen carefully. You have a lot of coats, raincoats, that you have a zipper inside, that you could zip a linen, I don't know how you call it, to make it warm. What?
Lining.
Yeah. You have a lining. On the marshal, you have some coats, you have a hat, that you have buttons or a zipper that you could take off the hat, put on the hat. That's what we spoke about against the new ones that have the hats that you zip and tie. Now, you take off the hat. You don't want the hat. So the Minchas Yitzchok declared, Lemaise, you're carrying now a piece of zipper. Right? You have on the coat a zipper, a half a zipper. Right? You zip off the lining, so you're left with a zipper without the other part. So the Minchas Yitzchok says, it's bottled to the beggar. Now, when you see the Minchas Yitzchok inside, it's mashma, he brings no chashulchan, and he brings the Tehillah to David. Now they explain that this is tough under the bedding. It's not in the gat, it's tzitzis that you're planning to fix. Here, you're happy like it is. So it's interesting. The sefer, if you saw Piskei Tshuvos, came out on Mishneh Berurah. So he tainas that if you want to, that it's totally in the same shaila. If you hold like Rav Shlomo Zalman, you're not allowed to go with a hook, you're not allowed to go with a zipper. The lining. V'chayev chatos, because people that go like that. And if you hold that it's mutter, so you have to have both as mutter. So in his Piskei Tshuvos, he didn't bring down the Isra to go with torn hooks and all these achim, because it's a stira. But the Maise, he has a stira already in the Shmir Shabbos, Kirchos Alein is a stira. Because Lagabi, the zipper he holds you allowed to. You look in the bottom, Michas Yitzchok, it's the Gatsa bottom, Michas Yitzchok. And then Tzad Sheni, he brings down the hooks that you're not allowed to. Piskechuva, bleib zorichim. And they always say the Piskechuva. The top, you know, some people only learn the top of the Piskechuva. Not about this form, you're not allowed to learn only the top. The top, you don't know the Azecha Averis. But in the bottom, here in Shinal, if you see in Piskechuva, he has a riches on them. Bleib zorichim and stiris. And Piskechuva is maneinu. But the Achor has to be like that. That it's different. A coat that doesn't have the lining inside it, it's not missing nothing. This is the way for the coat. The coat is made to have lining and not to have lining. I have an extra zipper, and you write that half a zipper is only the one I want to take the other part. But now the coat is sholem k'mo yishehu. The Chaya Odom and the Mishneh Berurah spoke about coats that something is torn and it's not good k'mo yishehu. Here it's made to be sometimes like that. The male it's pasha that it's not tilted. I didn't look good now inside the Chuvos of Minchas Yitzchok. Could be there a medame in Yonim, but I'm asked with the psak why the Shmir Shabbos is machria that legabi the zippers of are allowed to go, legabi the hooks that are torn. I'm saying it's and the pants and all these things that are torn, you're not allowed to go when something is hanging and you're not using it. Adel lechura, we have to say pshat. Now, let me gain one more aloche. And Shin Aleph is a aloche. And Seif Mem Aleph. You're allowed to go. So you're not allowed. Lotzes. It's not allowed or not allowed. Lotzes b'Shabbos. A person wants to go with a hat to protect the sun. Not going out to the shayla if you're allowed to or not allowed to oil. But he has a hat. Yesh Misha Oysel. You're not allowed to go with a hat. Why? Because we choshesh, you're wearing the hat because there's a sun outside. The wind will blow off the hat. And you will pick up the hat, and you will run after the hat. Remember, you're not allowed to go with such a hat. The Mishneh Berurah explains pshat in this halacha. It says, no shaykhis to the sun. It says like this. People that wear hats, because they don't want lemoshel, they don't have yarmulkes under the hats. So there's no chashash that the wind will take off the hat, and he will walk with it in the hand. Because you don't go without a hat. So when he reaches the hat, he will put it on his head. But if someone has what we call a yarmulke, Mishneh Berurah calls it koyva cotton mo'id tachas akipa, kmo yishanu hoilchim, little hat, what we call a yarmulke. Mishneh Berurah says you're not allowed to go with a hat, because if the hat will fly in the wind, you'll go to pick it up and you'll be walking like you see taking some people. So I want to read the Mishneh Berurah. Umizem nil madua din koyvaim shalonu. אם נויסר זה משוסורבים על הקויבה הקוטן כנאו, אם זה יעמק הבלעז, יש להיזור שיהיה מהודק על רוישוי. Has to be מהודק על רוישוי. כי זה שכנור חולץ, אבי זה שכנור, עושו לילך, אלא אם כן מהודק ברוישוי, או שהוא אומוי כשרוישוי נכנס לתויכוי, ואין הרוח יוכל להפריד עם הרוישוי. או יודע, it's tight, או יודע, ממש goes on the whole head. או שהוא כושר ברצוע, אז זה יהיה קובו, איך לא יש לך קודם, yeah? That they have like a string. then you're allowed to go. So the shaila is lemaise. So I know my shmer of Avram Gurvitz. I know when I go with him in England, every time before we go out the hat, he mamish pulls the hat. Mamish, it's nice that he has ears. He has like a big hand. Mamish, he pulls it when he takes it off. Mamish, you see a red line. I never knew what. Mehudak b'loisa. I know that a lot of machmirim take off the yarmulke, and not to put it in the pocket. Then it's for sure tilted, yeah. But they don't go with the yarmulke. I said once that these halachas shiurim are for two reasons: to know the halachas, and that every yeshiva bocher will know the chumas, the minhagim, what is the tzedim of every person. So other eitzah is lemaisa. The problem is that the yeshiva shabocherim that don't like to pull their hat, they're scared that you know they will not look straight after it, and they manage like put it gentlyover the head. These people are over isu when they go b'shusolad. Lemaisa, the Mishnah Berurah says that the Karmelis, you're allowed to be maker. Now, I saw in some of the Peskis, Manenu, Wante Taina, the Sefer Mishnah Aloche, he speaks about a Shtreimel. I never tried, so I don't know exactly how a Shtreimel sits on a head. And a Knech, I know you pull and it becomes Mahuda. I don't know the Metzius how it goes in a Shtreimel. But the Weister is in the Shtreimel, it's not so Mehudak, Weister is. So, he wants to say that in Shabbos, no one goes without a Shtreimel. Kilo, if it falls, you don't walk with it carrying it in the hand. This is the Metzius. I know in hats, I know Yeshiva Bochim will walk. I'm saying bad ones, but they will walk without a hat in the street. So these people, a person in the Moshul that will never walk in the street without a hat, so it's no chash. As the Mishabu says, a hat, Mishabu explains, if it's no chash, you will walk without that, they didn't make a gzeire. But if it's a chash, you have to take a note to be nizer. Now, legabi the shoes. So before that, one more thing. Mishnah Zalman Orabach had a suffix like this. We said in the Yerias, you're allowed to go with them, but if it has very choshev strings from silk, then they're not got onto the baguette. It's Nogiat Yekeshe. Some Yekeshe, maybe also Balabatisha, but I know Yekeshe. They have like a talis, and they have like a silver chain to hold the talis not to fall. So, if that silver chain is broken, you're for sure not allowed to walk with it in Shabbos. Because then you're carrying on the chain. Only if it's a tachshit. But for sure, to go with it open could be a problem. Because you're having a rotsur that is open. From here, you think it's not nagi'at to you, right? So one time when Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach started. Siddur HaZachazach, and I don't know, I see a lot of Bochim have it in America, Be'ikar, that instead of having a normal button here, you have a Zazach, goldish, koftans, yeah. Goldish Zach. Now, like this. Lekule Alme, if you have a koftan Azan, you put him inside the shirt and you close him, avada it's mutter. So if you have the cheap ones, say if you have real gold choshever ones. You're allowed, it's a part of the begging. The shayla of Shlomo Zalman Auerbach was misupik. Sometimes you have a koftan, but you don't close the shirt. Now the shirt is open. What? You ever saw such a... I see. You go with koftans? Say, you know, ask the people to go with koftans. But sometimes they don't close it for different reasons. He's in the middle getting dressed. He's going in the street. Yeah, he's running to... He didn't close his koftans yet. Now, so Shlomo Zalman Auerbach has a tzad that it's also to go with it in Shabbos. Why? It's not attached to the begat. Now, we're going back to the belt. He spoke about a person has a belt in the coat and he doesn't close the belt. You're allowed to go on the street or not? So we brought down some shittas that the Mishnah Berurah says you're allowed to go with a belt without closing it. Mishnah Berurah speaks about when it's sewed in. When it's not sewed in, so Shlomo Zalman says, if it's made to be in the coat, you're allowed to. If not, you're not allowed to. Only if it's tied. Except the machmirim are might be when it's sewed in. So b'mele, koftans, they're not sewed in. They're only put in one side. So b'mele, if they're not closed, you can't say that they're made to be in the shirt. Every week you change them. So Shlomo Zalman Auerbach had a tzad that you're not allowed to go with it if it's not closed. He said like this, if you have nice gold ones, so he said, it's a tachshit b'mikoyman. But a lot of times, they're not begeder ha-tachshit yet. Shmir Shabbos, Shom Zaman, Blayb Tzorchiyun le-maisif. So again, to be makpid, to try to close the coffins. We'll go to the shoelaces. And a person has in a shoe, a string that's called, that you close the shoe. That's good. Now, the shayla is alamol, if you're allowed to walk with it in Shabbos when it's open. So avad, lefichim Shom Zaman, you're allowed to go with a belt when it's open. Avad, you're allowed to go with a shoelace when it's open. Because it's made for the shoe, you don't change it from shoe to shoe. The shayla is lefi de machmirim. So I alamol, this is the way I knew that alamol, that the machmirim take a makbid every time to tie your shoes. It opens, you stop, you know, makbid to tie your shoes alamol when you go off Bush Sorabi.
It means a
tighter. I'm saying. But lemaise, the Shmir Shabbos says that lo shamanu kula alamol, you're allowed to go with it open. And he says first because of Shem Zalman, but also, for two reasons. Shoes without shoelaces, you look like a nebuch, yeah? So the kula alma is a part of the beged, even if you don't want to tie shoes, but if you have, you don't take out the shoelaces, you know, people could give you an adover, yeah? No, so the mele felt in the malbush. Felt in the malbush of the beged. Felt in the malbush of the beged. Aleph. Beis, it's much tighter when you have the shoelace inside, even if it's open, it's tighter. So mele, it has its use. But mele, it's mutter. Okay. Shem Zalman Erbach was machane shel chidush. I know people don't know it. Avoskim Enton, he holds a tzad from Chayev Chatos. If you're walking in the street and a little stone went into your shoe and it disturbs you, if you don't take it out, you're Chayev Chatos. Because you makpid on it, it's not bottled for the shoe, you're Chayev Chatos. If it's shaloi kederech and it's pochis mikashir, so be chate shir, also not there. People don't know it. Again, if you don't feel it, you don't have to start to look for crumbs inside your shoe. But if you feel it, and it's like bumpy, you have to stop. You have to know all the halachas. You really start to walk, to go to Mokim Ptu, Akira, Anoche. So you have to get what to do. Same thing like you find something in your pocket. But for sure, not to go out to Shem Sarabim, Shem Zaman hold, it's us. We'll soon see the Shem Zaman inside.
You have to check the cause of
the rest. Oh, well, we're getting to that.
As soon as you feel it, you should stop.
Yeah, but I'm saying, the minute you feel it, not supposed to. If you already made an akira, could be make an anoch.
You weren't like until now.
But I'm not sure. But emal asot, that's the halacha, yeah? Now, for sure everyone knows the halacha to go out on Shabbos with a candy in the mouth, chayev chatos. Why it's derech hoitzoy bekach, chewing gum, not derech bnei odom, but it's derech yitzor bekach, and it's chayev chatos. Now, the shaila is if you have to take out the food in between the teeth before you go out to the street. So I want to read Rav Shaila. Let me go with what Shem Zalman Erbach says. Again, we know Shem Zalman was not a machmish, Shmir Shabbos is a leichter sefer, yeah? Ein shut minchas itzchok, dein weiss. Chelek heisim, denochen lizor, eche de efshor, לנקר בין השיניים משיעור האויכלים קודם שיועצים משוסרבים. To clean the food in between the teeth. ואין שייך בזו יצור כלאחר יד. It's not called כלאחר יד. ואין במנחה שבס שחולק שאהבי כלאחר יד. וכוסף שאיכה שאפשר לנקר הבוסר קודם צייסוי, אולי נוכן להחמי. This is the מנחס יצחוק ומנחס שבס. ומרב שמזמן אוירבך שומעתי, דאפילו ברשוס הרבים אין להחמיר, אלו בשור שמרגיש בוי, ואין לו יוכל לסבול. Sometimes it disturbs him. Then he has to stop before he goes out. אוי מחמס הקיו. Sometimes on his teeth he has like a piece. Then it's still too. דרק אז אפשר דחושב כרוי כשנתלש, או כיחו וניר שאין לי מלואיצים מהפה, then it's called tiltul. The person has a piece of phlegm in his mouth, it's also called tiltul. Zogim Shem Zalman, he has a raya. V'chenishma shele nizkar b'shu mokrim, that a person has to wash his mouth, like it says to do it, in between Basar b'cholov and Erev Yom Kippur. You know, Erev Yom Kippur, people brush their teeth. We know in between Basar and Cholov. We never heard in Shabbos, people clean their teeth before they go out. It's not a problem to brush your teeth in Shabbos, yeah? So, this is Shem Zalman. Shem Zalman says, v'mikol mokrim, ech she'iyeh nired b'karmelis ein lehakpid al kach. So it's only in Rishus Rav Shem Zalman says that even if you want to be machmir like a ravais, it's only in Rishus Rabim Deiraisa. And the Karmelis, Rosh Hashanah says you're not mechuyev, but Rosh Hashanah again says, if you have a piece that it disturbs you, like, you know, the whole time you're trying to play with it, you can, you know, you see people that are going like this, they're trying, that's Mish Beseder. Again, Rosh Hashanah. Now, what happens with crumbs in the pockets? Crumbs in the pockets. So a tissue in the packet, Lekula Alma, is called Tiltul, even if already it's used and you can't use it anymore. It's called Tiltul. What will be with crumbs? So I want to read another Rosh Hashanah. And there he speaks about the sand. Ayin mincha Shabbos toiv lenakitz esakisim shel abgodim mikol lichluch. They have a most massive b'mokim she'ein eruv. Rosh Hashanah lo yishamanu, erev Pesach you check it, not Shabbos. Ve'lo yishamanu mishihizir. V'gam mistaber שהלכלוך בוטל הבוגד, אף הפי שאין את צורך הבגד. אך אם יש צריר עשה אופו בתריך הנעליים, שמרק בדל כך, ודה את צורך לא יציא ולא ללך עשבא. It says in the shoes, but it disturbs. אבל למשל, some people sometimes have in the shirt some dirt that it disturbs them, because it look, you could see it. If it disturbs them, he has to be marked to see it before, to take it out before he goes out, or שהוא שרב. We'll go by. To go with a stick in Rosh Hashanah and Shabbos, I'm saying it because I was in Switzerland 3 weeks ago, and I saw, I didn't know if to do a mechor or not. But the Shalif, you're allowed to go with a stick in Shabbos. An old man can't walk, he has a stick. So the Shulchan Aruch Paskin is like this. If the person cannot walk without a stick, he's allowed to walk in the stick with a stick in Rosh Hashanah and Shabbos, and it's not tiltu. But it has to be that he cannot walk also in his house. Aber lo yitzur in his house, he could walk. What he cannot walk outside his house, this, then it's called tiltul. But if he can't walk even in his house, only with a stick, you're allowed to go. What would be if inside his house, he could go without a stick. But outside he can't go because it's slippery. Zagim Shem Azaman Ayobach, you're not allowed to go with a stick. And again, the days that it's ice outside and the old man wants to go outside with a stick. On the most of a person, he can't go up steps without a stick. You're not allowed to go with a stick. Shemazaman Erbach is machriya. I know that maybe these people can speak to their rabbonim. I'm just saying it by even klali. A blind person is not allowed to go with a blind stick in the street in Shabbos. Even that a blind person will say he can't walk without that. Shemazaman Erbach sachroes that you're not allowed to go with a stick, you know, brings back Meiri, back and forth. I'm not going into the details. I know that, you know, this is a loch, that it's not so easy to be machmir. The blind people need some heterim. So I'm saying, but the achroel, the mais of the poiskim is not to go with the blind person, not to go with a stick. He brings down the Shmir Shabbos, he found the Meiri, and that the mais of the achroel was not to go with a stick. The blind person, again, a blind person that mamish cannot walk. Because Rosh Hashanah says the mice, the blind person could walk without a stick. He doesn't need, he needs a pshat, he's scared to fall in different places, so he has the stick. It's not called Einu Yochel Lehalich without a makel, that we'll call it a part of his shoes. The mice, the achor, the poiskim is natu. Again, I'm saying, well, there's a lot of shilas in it. A lot of times, maybe in karmelis, in different tzirufim, people could be seimech. That's the reason I'm saying this aloche, but I'm saying there's a pesach to be done in it, and different poiskim. Mele, the Gabi Chas V'Shalom, someone that is negea to him, he has to me'ayin more in this aloche. Crutches is the right word, yeah? So, if a person cannot walk without them, he has a cast on his foot, and a massive that he really cannot walk without that, Lekula Alma, he's allowed to go in the street, in Shusarabim and Shabbos, there's no chisson to go with it. Again, if he could already walk, just his leichter hazeh, then it's also. The Mishnah in Shabbos, and this halacha I want you to know, but it's very negia alamol. I want to say it mesuda that people will know it lemaisa. The Mishnah in Shabbos, Daf Tzadik Gimel, Hanoise Sachai Bamito B'Shabbos. A person carries a person that is alive in a bed, he takes him out. Potu, he's potu. Why? Achai Noise Es Atzmon. Well, it's a very shvera zach, lemaisa it's heavy. Lemaisa you carry. Taste explains it's not Dumi the Mishkon, because it's a help. You potu. Sagen die Poiskim, even if you potu, aber es ist Isur der Rabbana. Isur der Rabbana. So, am Moitzi ist Achai beim Mito, potu, aber es ist Isur der Rabbana. Die Gemara ist mevayer, that not only on the Chai you potu, and the bed you also potu. Why? Because the bed is tofel to the Chai. Bemele, la aloche, you're not allowed to carry a person in the street. In Shabbos. Then you're not allowed to pick up a little kid and walk with him in Shabbos. It's a Yisro de Rabbana. Ben Birshu Sorabim, Ben Bekarmelis. Kacha achroas Rabbeinu HaFetz Chaim. Al pi Rabbeinu HaMogen Avon. The loy ki Rabbi Eger she mistapek b'zen. I will explain. You're not allowed to carry a person. Not a baby, not an adult, no one. Say Birshu Sorabim, say Bekarmelis. Rabbi Eger comes and says he doesn't understand. If it's a de Rabbanon, Karmelis is de Rabbanon. It's Drei de Rabbanon. Gzeir le Gzeir. The Mogen Avraham asked the Mishnah Berurah asked. Kedai to know, as given Rav Kiva Eger, she is stopping Badovo. We don't fasken him, but it's kedai to know. Now, what happens a person that cannot carry himself, a choyle, or a baby, that cannot walk at all, then it's a Yisro Deraisa. So now, if you're pushing a carriage, or you're pushing a wheelchair of a person, if he could walk, this is older man, or he could walk a little bit, or a kid, 2-3 years old, you over a Yisro de Rabbana. If the kid cannot walk at all, or the adult cannot walk at all, so Yisro de Reis. So b'meile, me'ikar adin, zog de Mishnah Berurah, you're not allowed to push a carriage. Either way, if the baby is small, avad you're not allowed to de Reis. If the baby is bigger, so Yisro de Rabbana. What would be to tell a guy to push a carriage? This is the shayla that is motzi alamol. You want to go to shul? Before you want to go, you're allowed to take. So we'll start. If the adult could walk, just it's hard for him to walk. It's not a chayla, it's an adult. Or a cotton. So letzerech mitzvah, you're for sure allowed to tell the kid to take. Why? It's a shvus. Because he could walk a chayin and he says, it's a Yisro de Rabbana. Let's say, mitzvah, you're allowed to. Memokim tzar godl, you're also allowed to. And even Birshu Sarabim. Even Birshu Sarabim. If it's not a Birshu Sarabim, like we said last two shiurim ago, the Mishnah Berurah says, Me'ikar Adin, we pass in at most places that there are not Birshu Sarabim, you're allowed to push a kid, even a baby, the Hainu again. If you want to push Shabbos, a baby that cannot move at all, so it's Yisro Deraisa, Amira Lenochri, it's not Shavuz the Shavuz, it's only one Amira. One Amira, you're not allowed to stand to tell a guy. Only, if it's a Tzarech Mitzvah, then you're allowed to. If it's not a Tzarech Mitzvah, you're not allowed to. Now, if it's a Karmelis, so then even a little baby you're allowed to. So Shavuz the Shavuz. Again, Shavuz the Shavuz the Mokim Mitzvah is Muta. So b'meile, a baby that could walk a little bit, you're allowed to push even b'shu sorabim with a guy. A baby that cannot walk at all, only b'karmelis you're allowed to. Only b'karmelis you're allowed to. Now, the Mishnah Berurah says that most places today are considered b'shu sayochim, karmelis. So I want this to read. And on Shabbos, it just is melaket. That Amir Lenochi, the Mishnah Berurah is makel to be soimech that our Rishu Sarabim is not called Rishu Sarabim. Now, the Primogodim state, Mutor lehoilich kotten she'eino yocho leilich klal be'atzmoi al Lenochi be'karmelis. You're allowed to. He doesn't say even tzarich mitzvah. So when you see the Primogodim is mashma, that be'atzim you're allowed to tell a guy to push every kid in a carriage. Lemaisa, the Mishnah Berurah himself is mashma, you need a tzarech mitzvah. But it's mashma the Mishnah Berurah that Lemoshe, if you need to have a good food for Shabbos, is also considered tzarech mitzvah. So Lemoshe, if you want to go to eat by someone for Shabbos, so you're allowed to take the little kid with you. And if the kid could walk a little bit, even Birshu Sarabim. So you have to know, Lemoshe, if you want to go to eat by appearance, could be kibudav, you could be makel. Again, we have a tziruv of the Primogodim that he was makel b'karmelis to tell a guy. And every tzarech mitzvah, avada b'chai gavne, you could be makel. Now, as another cooler marshal, when the kid could walk a little bit, so Be'etzem, the goy could take the kid and walk with him. But these kids sometimes takes 5 hours to walk one street. So then you're allowed to tell the goy to push the carriage. Because Be'etzem, the goy could do it in a different way. Just as I'm a sugar to go like this. So this way we learn in Hilchos Amira Le'akum that if the goy could do it without a melacha, you're allowed to tell him to do it with a melacha.
Do I have to tell him to do it with
an alacha? No, you're not allowed to tell him to bring the kid.
So you have to tell him, you can't
say
bring
the kid. You tell him to bring the kid, he brings the carriage. No. This is the alacha pshuta. So the alacha is again, alamol to mechalik. If the kid could walk a little bit and the old man could walk a little bit, be'etzem it's only Yisra the Rabbanon. B'meile, in Carmelis, it's much easier, because Rabbi Kideige Bichlal was matir, the Primogodim was matir by Amir Lenochri, so Avad, if you have a tzarech mitzvah, you're allowed to be maker. And we said, the Mishnebura holds me Iker Adim, when we done Legabe Amir Le'akum, we clear Alamo that it's considered, we say Mechem these Shittes, that it's considered Rishus Hayochit. It's not Rishus Harabim, I'm sorry. If he cannot walk, then already it could be a Yisro Deraisa. So again, lemaisa amir lenochri is muter letzayrich. So here already you have to know if it's a karmelis, you could be maker. If it's a shesfarad in gemura, then already it's not so pasha to be maker. The beitzem it's a isur amir laakum. Then is no heter. Now in shut rav peolim, he came out to dan with a nayazach. An old man sitting in a wheelchair. You're allowed to wheel your own wheelchair or not? And here I wanted that you will have the whole lomdus. In Rav Peolim, he wants to say that an old man in a wheelchair could sit and roll the wheelchair and to go on Shabbos, and it's no problem at all. Why? I want to explain. Every time when you carry a person out on Shabbos in a wheelchair, or a kid, you have two shaylas. And the person, Achayin Reises Atzmoy, Yisro Derabonon, and on the wheelchair. So we said it's a bottle to the Odom. So we're starting with a Chai Noiseh Atzmai. You're not allowed to move someone on a wheelchair, even in a Chai Noiseh Atzmai, it's an Isra de Rabban. So but the person himself has an Isra to carry himself. You're allowed to walk in the street. How are you carrying yourself? You're allowed to carry yourself? You're allowed to walk in the street or not? What if you have to carry yourself, you have to drag yourself, you have to roll on the floor, scratch yourself on the floor? Is the problem? Is it easier to carry yourself? So when a person is rolling himself in a wheelchair, what he's carrying himself is no easier. He's allowed to carry himself. So what is the difference how he's walking? It's considered he's walking. You could argue in some Zaman, yeah? You walk in the street. Here Zaman says, to carry himself is no easier. So when it's like Rishon Zalman, there's no Yisro. So what would be the Yisro here, Be'etzem? The wheelchair. So Rishon Zalman, there's no Yisro in the bed. The bed is tuffled to the Adam. The Umar was the Yisro of the Rabbanon, and the Adam was the Yisro of the Rabbanon and the bed. Here, Val is allowed to carry himself. Man is allowed to carry the wheelchair. This is the pshat in the Rav Peolim, that you're allowed to roll yourself on a wheelchair on Shabbos. No chisol b'chlal. What? The difference is in a stick. The stick is not bottled to the Adam. It's not carrying the Adam with the stick. Same thing crutches. But he's not carrying himself.
Okay, the stick is
moving. Stick only if he can walk. I mean, we'll get to that. Not one second. Zochim Shum Zaman Erebach, that he has a tzad, that it's only bottled to the Adam when a person is carrying him with a wheelchair. But a person can't carry himself in a wheelchair and say that a wheelchair is bottled to him. She doesn't go. Menem Shul Zaman wants to say it's a Yisro Dei Raisa. Now, Lefil Rav Peolim, it's Mutar in Gatsen. Lefil Shul Zaman, it's a Yisro Dei Raisa. Reb Moshe Feinstein says, Fakert. As if you're allowed to go with a stick, because this is the way I walk, this is my shoe. This old man, the chair is his shoe. Again, so you have to know. He says it's better from a stick. A stick is only by a person that can't go at all. Here we're speaking of a person, maybe could go a little bit. But he says it's like a shoe. A person allowed to go with a shoe. He has a big shoe. If Again, Val, he has to push himself. So as every person puts himself shoes, and he pushes himself. Lemaise, the Shmir Shabbos is machriya, because it's fakest to both tzadim, that in the Carmelis, you're allowed to be maker to push yourself. You're allowed to push yourself out. Then a different yid cannot push you, because he's over Yisrael Rabbanu. But to push yourself, so if you're from Zaman, it could be, it'd be a problem, because the Maise, you're carrying the wheelchair. But he said, and the Rabbanon, it's a suffering the Rabbanon, you could be saved to be maker. You're saved to be maker. So I said, Lemaise, Menavis and Lemaise. Lemaise, a person has to know Lemaise, how to be saved. But I'm saying, a lot of news for him, they didn't want to write a chorus in it. But we have that Moshe was matter in Gansen. Moshe was matter in Gansen. And I'm saying, the Shmir Shabbos says that because it's such a shaila, the Maizah to be matter only in Carmelis, not to be matter at Bush Sarab. It's not here. Why is the
hand of the... Why is the... Are you guys inside the...